Could you talk about the tight ends and how and why you guys have utilized them so much more this season than you have the last two?
Yeah, well, we're doing a good job really in the running game, and we're doing a good job with the play actions. They're really right there, you know, at the point of attack in a lot of those runs, so they're able to create some separation with the play action. They're also doing a good job on third down, winning their one-on-one matchups. So,
you think Brock's real comfortable throwing to the tight ends a lot in the middle of the field?
Well, they've worked hard with them after practice too, all three of them. You know, they've done a good job with that. So we use them all too. So, you know, they have a variety of different route trees. So each one of them, whether it's versus safety or a linebacker, there's a lot to prepare for.
In the last three games, what would you like to see out of Brock?
Well, lead our team to victories. That's one. And you do that by not turning the ball over, be effective on third down, manage the game on normal downs, whether it's play actions, take shots when we need them, you know, effective play.
Is he as confident behind the scenes with you, despite the inconsistency, as he is when he comes out here with us?
Yeah, I mean, I think with the quarterback position, you know, you got to come and you're ready for everything. There's certainly some different things that we're seeing on game day, and then we got to react and you know, be as positive as we can as far as making plays when they're there, and then when it's not there, making sure we can go ahead and play the next down.
George, as the season's gone on, how much have you come to believe in this running game? Obviously, it was there from the start, and yeah, ever since you and Bill have been here, you've used a run at times, established the pass, but it seems like it's really become the core of this offense in the last couple months.
Well, similar to the tight ends, you know, there's a lot of backs there that are that are productive. You know, Lamar obviously he's carried a lot of carries. Alfred's come on, Akeem his role, JL, Jonathan Grimes in his role on third down and getting in there for the times with Lamar and Alfred when they need a blow or something. But the line, it all starts with them. You know, we've had some moving parts there, a lot of different bodies really blocking at the point of attack, front side, back side, tight end side, you know, split end side, receivers doing their job. And that's a full team effort. Talked about that at the beginning of the year, and, you know, that's part of the success.
George, Brock was in here a couple of weeks ago, and I asked him about the injuries and said wouldn't let that be an issue why the offense hasn't gotten on track. You've lost Jalen Strong for the year. Now you lost Braxton Miller for the year. CJ's not at practice. How much do you think that injuries for a brand-new offense with a lot of new pieces has an effect on how well a quarterback is performing in a new system?
Yeah, I mean, that's one route that you could take. You know, we try to tend on early in the year. We talk about injuries being a part of the game, especially at this level, and not having, you know, the rosters maybe you have in college with, you know, 7 or 8 tight ends and 10 receivers. So, you know, whoever's out there is out there, and it's up to us to make it work. And, you know, credit to everybody stepping up, honestly, whether it's at the line position, receiver position, tight end position. They know it's their job to be ready when their number's called.
George, what can you guys do to maybe eliminate some of the turnovers? You said when John asked you what you'd like to see from Brock, lead your team to victory, it starts with not turning the ball over. How do you do that?
Well, I mean, you know, there's a short yardage situation where we took a shot at and, there was nothing there for him. You know, there's certainly some things from a coaching standpoint, putting them in that position as opposed to trying to go ahead and get that first down, run the football. You know, certainly there's a bunch of different avenues that we can take from our end, calling plays, and then there's some things, you know, that working together, you know, from a player standpoint too. So.